Master Gerola, I would like for you to draw the brain in simple form here, the side. This drawing was to depict a decrescendo and a crescendo. Rays concentrating to a point, sound becoming very loud and then coming very soft, quiet, stopping. The point of sound coming from a very quiet place and making a large crescendo out. Sound does this, and so does frequency do this. I had Master Gerola comprise this drawing from their consciousness. And the drawing is to depict seven bodies. The colors are to depict seven rays, seven frequencies. That each one of these outlines is actually a body, another one of these, but in a transference of a form of energy. That essential self then is comprised of all of this. And that essential self is not limited to that which is termed a singular existence, or that which is termed a singular mind created from consciousness on a brain, but is in actuality the whole of these lives interacting on one base. So here are seven bodies. In reality, they are enfolded inside of this body and they unfold outward. We have to do frequency around the body to emulate a band of energy that emanates from this body, and that those bodies live in those different levels in your bands, but they are enfolded within. And when I say within, I am stretching that these bodies occupy another space-time dimension, but they are contained within the point of self here. Where the crescendo comes to a point is this body here. When you are personality, in your body, you are a three-dimensional being. When you exercise an altered state of consciousness in the subconscious mind, you are working in four dimensions. If you know how to specialize, for example, information from one particular level of consciousness, and you specialize in doing that, then you have focused attention on one level, and only that one level comes through. Now, when a person has been hypnotized by the hypnotist and it seeking and requiring answers from the patient, the hypnotist is ignorant in regards to this information, so always seeks information in the I conscious term. And so the person will always answer in terms of I, or they will answer in terms of I as an observer. True source of information will always answer we, because we are the collective mind that constitutes this answer. We are the collection of six bodies of reality, six lives, diverse in knowledge. We assess this answer to be this. We never excites the current body. I always excites the current body. In a regression, if a person is drowning or is dying or is incurring pain and they are speaking in the tense of I, they will always excite the body because the information is going to the frontal lobe and going directly into the body itself. So the body starts to panic and starts to become frightened. And there are physicians that think this is good, that you have to get the fear out, but they are in error because they are in ignorance. I, under hypnosis, talking to the subconscious mind, is talking to a level of mind just under the personality that is still responsible for forecasting dreams to the frontal lobe. And it is through those dreams that the body is constructed. And so I constructs the body. And if I is going through fear or torment or suffering in a past experience, and if it is being awakened, then it is terrifying chemically the body because the dream is being forecast throughout the body. We never do that because we are the collective mind who is the observer, and therefore edits the information to the body, that the body never becomes shocked or in pain or is suffering or is filled with anxiety, because we stop it right here and right here. Turn to your neighbor and explain. You may begin. How many of you understand? How many of you are broadened by what you are learning? So be it. Seven bodies operating in different dimensions. When you speak from the Lord God of your being, when you focus on your partner to read their thought, you are operating in the fourth dimension when you make contact. When you are doing remote view, when you are seeing at 6,000 miles or healing at 6,000 miles, conscious mind can never do that. Subconscious mind always does that. And it makes a quantum leap in time, so there is no time. So it is operating then in one of these other bodies. So it is this mind that is affecting the present. And it happens in a twinkling of an eye. So it doesn't matter whether it is 6,000 miles or 600 million light years, in a twinkling of an eye, it happens that quick. If it is then, we are operating in the fourth dimension, then we are slowly, as a group, taking you through the processes of altering your consciousness on command. Altering your consciousness on command means that you must have the ability to put into a numb or nullifying or paralytic state the conscious mind. That means if you do that and stay focused, you will always operate from one of these based upon your information that you are needing, and it will always come through this aspect of the brain, come to the frontal lobe, and that's how you know. That's how you know. Individuals who are psychic or get impressions, they are individuals that have brain damage. They have damage to the brain, or the brain has been prepared that way to where they are more prone to pick up frequency than they are language. Now, those entities are blessed, but it doesn't always mean that they're smart, because most of them don't even know how to utilize the information that they have. And if they get a hit on the head, that might stop the processes. We are learning here. Some will learn faster than others. Some of you have to overcome incredible odds because you are so rigid in your assumptions, in your ideals, and we have to overcome those. What does that mean to overcome them? It means that when the brain is getting chatter, when you're sitting focusing, and if you're sitting with blinders on and things are firing in your brain, means your body now is reporting in. So you're trying to get comfortable and you're moving around. The only reason you're moving around is because that information is firing in the brain. It's called neuroflash fire. It creates a non-audible thermo heat. It's called noise, but you can't hear it. It is flashes that happen and it heats the brain up. And what happens is that you're moving around and every move is a flash or noise happening in the brain, and the brain is communicating. So as you're moving around, your stomach's checking in, your bowels are checking in, your kidneys are checking in, your bladder's checking in, your back is checking in, your legs are checking in, calves are checking in, neck is checking in, elbows are checking in, hands are checking in, noise is checking in, everything's going on. And you should hear what it sounds like. We call it monkey mind. We call it chatter. That holds the focus here. As long as noise is going on, you cannot get here. You cannot make the leap in the next dimension. Now, here's for your enlightenment. The reason I have you sitting up instead of laying down, because when you lay down, you're going to go to sleep. If you sit up, you'll fall over before you go to sleep. So the training is to put the body away. We fold up the limbs and we put them away. We straighten up the back for the sake of energy, and we know by the time the night's over, it will be over like this, like a sandwich. But at least it stayed up, and the back muscles are developing according to desire. We put the body away, We put the hands up for focus and to run energy. We put them away. We have the eyes put up. We have the ears put up. So we cut down on thermal noise in the brain, meaning neurons flashing and pulsing. Because every little move you make is causing noise. Because every move has required permission from here and getting a response. How many of you understand? And as long as you move around, the focus of eternity isn't sitting here, it's this, answering the demand. As long as you turn and talk to someone, you have lost contact with the subconscious mind. So we've put the body up, we've put the senses up, we've blinded the eyes, we've plugged the ears, and I've said, if you talk, you will have to answer to me. And so you don't want to talk because you don't want to answer to me because you don't know what you would say if you had to answer to me. So you shut up and you sit there and we put it away. So we get noise. Noise goes on the first half hour. Noise is adjusting, moving around, feeling a little hurt. And the more you recognize the hurt, the bigger it gets right here, the larger it gets right here. And until you finally say, I am occupying body, mind, frivolity, when in the light of all eternity, I could be focusing on the mind of the ages and getting a response instead of a pain in the butt. Now, if you're smart enough to have deducted that from this teaching, then you will say, from the Lord God of my being, get rid of it. Yeah. So be it. Now, this entity says, oh, are you really serious? They're all going, We've heard that before. We've all gotten ready, and we've gotten ready to move into action. And it just continues to move around, and we're sitting here waiting. The ages are sitting here waiting. And all you're doing is sitting here thinking about how uncomfortable you are. So you have to do it a few times. And then they go, let's do it. So this gets the command. And the next time pain comes up, it gets lost in the labyrinth. And it reroutes it with a new signal back down. And suddenly, it stopped hurting. So now, we focus on nothing, the void. Deep in space, going forever. Turning around, upside down, floating, surrendering. And we wait, and we wait, and we hold the mystery of the moment. That connects you to something else. When you're in your deepest moment and you lay a focus in that space, you'll get a response. But you see, God talks to you, not in language, but it waits for the opportunity to reveal itself. We have trained you to put your body away for the reason of eliminating brain noise so that when we have opened your closet, burnished your shelves brightly, we will put one beautiful thing there. That's how you train trance to move into a deeper level of consciousness. Imagine what your body could do if the mind that was governing it was here. Imagine what your body could be capable of doing if the mind that lived here could come to the forefront and govern it. And really, isn't a Christ, God, man realized? And is not realization that which occupies the throne of God, which is the crowning center of the head? Isn't that what it is after all? And that the journey was the denial of the world, its senses, the denial of that which is termed, and refusal to misuse the power that you have gained? And isn't denying the world denying death? And isn't that worth it to be able to live forever? So that is the teaching that opens up this essay. I am honored. Be seated. There is much more coming from where that comes from.